GST Council has recommended a uniform rate of 12% GST on all steel, iron and aluminium milk cans. The minister also announced that services provided by the Indian Railways to the common man will not attract any GST. The minister said that to help small taxpayers, the council has recommended extending the time limit to furnish details and returns in the form GSTR4 from 30th April to 30th June. She also informed that the GST Council has recommended waiving interest and penalties for demand notices that have been issued under Section 73 of the GST Act, including cases not involving fraud, suppression or misstatements. The Union Finance Minister today chaired the pre-budget consultations with finance ministers of states and union territories ahead of the Union Budget 2024-25 in the national capital. During the meeting, Ms. Sitharaman said the centre's support to states and union territories through timely tax devolution, finance commission grants and GST compensation arrears is aimed at boosting their growth. She also encouraged them to take advantage of the centre's scheme for special assistance to states for capital investment. NEET PG entrance examination scheduled for tomorrow, 23rd June, has been postponed. A fresh date of the examination will be announced at the earliest. The Ministry of Health has said that the decision has been taken in consideration the recent incidents of allegations regarding the integrity of certain competitive examinations. The Ministry said it has decided to undertake a thorough assessment of the robustness of processes of NEET PG entrance examination conducted by the National Board of Examination for medical students. Amid controversy over NEET examination, Director General of National Testing Agency, NTA, Subodh Kumar Singh, has been removed from his post. Mr. Singh has been put on compulsory wait in the Department of Personnel and Training. India Trade Promotion Organization Chairman and MD, Pradeep Singh Kharola, has been given additional charge of NTA's Director General. The Union Education Ministry has constituted a high-level committee of experts to ensure the transparent, smooth and fair conduct of examinations by the National Testing Agency, NTA. The seven-member committee, chaired by former ISRO chairman, Dr. K. Radhakrishnan, has been tasked with recommending reforms in the examination process of NTA to enhance efficiency and prevent breaches, improve data security protocols, and review the structure and functioning of the agency. It comes after a few irregularities came to the government's notice with regard to the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test NEET undergraduate 2024 examination for admission to medical programs, which is conducted by the NTA. The first session of the 18th Lok Sabha will begin on Monday. During the session, the oath and affirmation of newly elected members will take place. On the eve of the first session of 18th Lok Sabha, the New Services Division of Akashvani will bring you special discussions on issues before Parliament and Sansad Ke Samaksh Mudde. Military College of Telecommunication Engineering, MCTE, Indian Army and Society for Applied Microwave Electronics Engineering and Research, SAMIR, an autonomous research and development laboratory under the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, MeITY, has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, to advance collaboration in next-generation wireless technologies for Indian Army. India and Bangladesh today shared a vision for the future to enhance connectivity, commerce and collaboration for the prosperity of both nations. The vision documents were exchanged between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Bangladeshi counterpart, Sheikh Hasina, following bilateral talks by the two leaders in New Delhi today. Briefing the media this evening, Indian Foreign Secretary Vinay Mohan Quatra said that both nations signed documents on digital partnership. A green partnership document for a sustainable future was also signed. In men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India have posted a target of 197 runs in stipulated 20 overs at the second Super 8 clash in Antigua. While chasing the target, Bangladesh were 138 for 6 in 18.1 overs when reports last came in. For India, Hardik Pandya scored 50 off 27 balls, Rishabh Pant 36 off 24 were the significant contributors. And that is the end of this news bulletin.